Hey, stick around after the podcast because we have a really awesome interview with one of our favorite people on the planet. She's we got to know her after The Voice, and now she's back on The Voice again this season. Kind of interesting. Cassidy Pope. So stick around for that. It'll be right after the podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
People microwave their balls. And
why would you use that?
That's the gold. You said the other day, you said, I found your gold. It was like two podcasts ago. We were talking about softball, and we were talking about how people were juicing their bats, and they would microwave their balls, and people microwave their balls and so they can get more pop off the bat. And it's opening week of baseball.
You know,
people microwave their balls.
I'll give you that.
So
yeah, you're right.
It's fitting. It's totally fitting. It's not what people would think. Because there's a lot of people, if they hear that, people microwave their balls, and they're going to be on a total different brain track. But no, you and your own dirty mind is the problem.
I don't think. What did you think I thought?
I didn't say you. I'm talking about, you know, to that. Break it down the third wall is what I'm doing. Breaking down.
Why don't you break it down?
So the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, they got better parts, better prices every day. People microwave their balls. Okay. Pretty much done with that now.
Gotcha. All right, everyone good?
We good. Good,
good. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Good Friday. Happy Passover.
Yep.
And you guys, we're working.
Why are we working today, Patrick? It's unbelievable.
El Presidente.
Because we have always worked on Good Friday. That's why.
No. Shouldn't that have been like the first thing you did whenever you became the president of
Honestly,
the company?
Honestly, didn't know today was Good Friday until yesterday, about midday.
What? I thought you were Catholic.
I know. I just forgot.
And how would you not know when Good Friday is?
I just forgot. I was out of the country for 2 weeks. I'm still not really here.
Let me tell you something. It's the same whether you're in England or Indiana.
When you're on vacation time, man. You don't know what. You don't know. What's
you don't.
Gonna, you don't.
That's a great thing.
I was on vacation
about it.
For 10 days. I didn't know what day of the week it was.
That's
it was
so
awesome.
Great.
Awesome. And people in Wales don't care. Walked into a restaurant one day. It was like 11:45. You guys open? Yeah, we're open. Oh, cool. Can we order lunch? No.
Then how are they open?
Well, can we get a drink? No. We don't start serving until 12.
But they're open? So what are they
open
for?
So you're not open until 12? No, we're open. What?
They got a little communication problem.
It's a whole different thing.
It's a whole different country.
Yeah, I think by open he meant the door is unlocked and you may sit down, but we won't serve you until after 12.
They won't even look at you.
It's a whole different thing, man.
Do you guys get dressed up for Easter Sunday?
Nah, I'm gonna this year because
I wear jeans, if that's what you mean by getting dressed up.
Yeah,
I wear jeans and I tuck in my shirt. That's the only day of the year the shirt gets tucked in.
Ooh, why do you do that?
Well, because I mean, you gotta look dressy.
Is that how you're fancy?
Yeah, that's how you know I'm fancy.
Bubba.
No ball cap, and the shirt is tucked in, and my legs aren't showing.
Wow.
That's how you know.
Carson, you didn't work here, but when we won an ACM award, Bubba wore a jacket that it looked like he had stolen from the guy who hosts Hockey Night in Canada.
I have seen the photo of that in the Stall of Fame.
Oh, that's right. It's in the
and
Stall of Fame.
It's fantastic that, Bubba showed up looking like he walked out of the circus. I love it so much.
I was waiting.
That's exactly the reasoning behind it is, like, I don't wear suits. I don't wear anything like that. So I figured, I feel like a clown. When I'm dressed up, I'm like, if I'm going to go clown, I'm going to go full clown. So I went with the plaid jacket. Everybody else is all formal and looking like they're, supposed to. And I have two of them for that thing. I have a plaid one and a fuchsia jacket.
Oh, that's right. He had that fuchsia jacket.
He brought a wardrobe change.
Fuchsia slash coral.
Because that time we had to go to two award ceremonies for the ACM, so we had to wear something each night. Oh, I forgot Bubba wore a fuchsia jacket.
Yeah, dude. And Michael Ray walked up to me. He goes, dude, that takes balls. And I went, thanks, man. Thanks. I said, I think that's a good thing. And Frankie Ballard came up on the plaid night and he goes, I'm jealous. And then just walks away. I'm like, that's cool. Yeah. See, man? People microwave their balls and
steal clothes from Herb Tarlek. It's awesome.
That was a great
Carson's
reference.
The only one who got that joke.
That was awesome.
WKRP. I got it.
I loved
it. That was fantastic.
Hey, Carson.
I know y'all.
Yes.
Do you, just as a general rule, do women really check out men's forearms?
Oh.
Is that a thing?
What?
I
heard some girls talking about it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I cannot say that I ever have.
Is that a thing?
Is it? I don't know. That seems... wow, of all things to check out on a dude. No, I'm speaking for me. No, it's not. No.
Huh. Well, what is it for you?
I mean, I might see what they're walking away with.
Their butt?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Smile, eyes. It's an overall vibe from person.
Dana on Facebook said, yes, it's a thing. I love forearms.
Huh.
You told us one time that's what Kathy checks out.
Really?
I don't know. It was years ago.
What do you do when they're wearing long sleeve shirts, though?
Ask him.
Stare really hard.
See if you have X-ray vision.
Check out the forearm bulge. I'm looking at your bulge.
Yeah, but you could be tricked with fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which you probably usually are.
Yeah. No, I didn't know.
Eyes and hands, not a thing. Button eyes. Yeah.
It's comments people leaving?
Yeah. Yeah. Not a lot of forearms here.
Huh? Patrick, how's your weight loss going, man? Have you gotten back to your original fighting weight?
No. I gained 19 pounds in 12 days, woo-hoo! And I have lost 9 of that since I got back.
So you still have teen to lose?
Wow.
Still have teen to lose.
That's still a lot, though. You blasted 9 pounds off.
Blasted 9 pounds off, back to right at 300, so I'm down 70 pounds.
Blasted 9 pounds off.
Listen,
sounds
I wish
like
I
he was in the bathroom and had explosive diarrhea. He blasted 9 pounds off.
I mean, you do what you got to do.
I don't know where to go after that. That really...
No.
You know. Mm-hmm. It always seems to come back to toilet jokes.
It wasn't a toilet joke. That was just a comment.
Okay.
By the way, my family broke my toilet. I don't know what happened. They were on spring break or whatever. They leave. They go to the beach. They come back. All of a sudden, my toilet is dead. And, like, I don't know what's wrong with it. Like, I looked. Everything on the inside looks, you know how you pop the tank open and you look and you go, oh, I got to repair. I've repaired toilet tank pieces, parts a billion times. This one I can't figure out.
Hmm.
I don't know what they did.
I've actually done that. I've replaced the
actual toilet
itself?
Yeah,
the guts in the toilet, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I might have to replace the actual toilet.
Oh. Well, that I leave up to
you. I was looking at some online, and I was telling Big D about it earlier. That, like, when you're online and you're looking at toilets, it'll tell you how many golf balls or ping pong balls it'll flush. It'll say this will do 3 dozen ping pong balls and a shower curtain. Like, they go by the flushing power. It listed on the
internet.
What an
interesting measurement system.
Who knew that was a thing?
Yeah.
And how do we test that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can try it with your toilet.
Tommy says, get a jet toilet. Oh, like a toilet on a jet plane. That would be great. Man, I'm telling you what. I'm kind of mad at the president of our company for having us here on a holiday.
You can be mad all you want. You can...
He's already said we're going to be off next
year.
I've
already declared next year we're
off. I've already gotten the calendar notification that is indeed off. So it has been scheduled out. I mean, can you vote Patrick out of office?
No.
He voted himself in.
Yeah. Vote yourself in means you can be voted out.
Okay. Does he have to vote
I didn't vote myself in, and no, you can't vote me out.
You did vote yourself in.
No, I didn't.
What else is going on?
Is anyone actually watching this? Because now I'm starting to hope they're not.
Oh, yeah. Why? Yeah, we got a bunch of people watching. Hi, y'all.
We clearly all really want to be here.
Stacy and
right
Dylan
now.
And Tommy. And man. I'm going to go through the list here. Leah. We got a bunch of people, man. What up, Alicia? Alicia says, love listening to you guys. in the morning. Danny goes way back. Yeah, Jimmy got a bunch of people.
Oh,
watching.
I had a question for Patrick. I meant to ask him the other day.
My mom was watching a while ago. She's
gone now. Oh, that's nice. Did you play the 250,000 HQ the other night?
I did.
How far did you? I watched it and I expected to see Patrick's name pop up among the winners. I thought he would have won 20 grand on that.
I was playing poker with a bunch of guys and we stopped playing just to play HQ. But did everybody play? Yeah. We got snagged on who famously played a concert before the Berlin Wall fell. And we all thought it was Hasselhoff.
It was Hasselhoff.
No. Nope.
No, he played after the wall fell.
So he was one of the options.
And so was Roger Waters. He played
after
the wall.
He also played, yep.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen played at the wall before it fell. Nobody knew. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know.
And they got rid of three-fourths of the people after that.
Wow.
But yeah, I really thought Patrick was going to win.
Savage.
But they got me on that one, and then I used an extra life, and I think I made it to question six or seven.
How many questions was it?
15 that night. They threw in a couple extra.
$250,000. Yeah, Frankie and I were going to play, and then he ended up going to a sleepover or something like that, so kind of wasted that.
What'd they have, 10 winners?
11.
11 that won like $22,000.
They got personal calls from Scott.
What?
That right there. I mean, like 20 grand is great, but I could talk to Scott Radowski.
Radowski,
whatever. I don't know some name I can't really say. Whatever, he's adorable and I love him.
Well, we've seen the future of HQ. It's about to become... We've been saying it for months. Oh, well, they'll just run ads in it. All you got to do is put ads.
Yeah, that
You've
was
got a
sponsored
million people
by...
glued to it. Oh, well, on Monday night, with 45 minutes notice, they said, we're going to have a surprise game at 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 Eastern. It's going to be sponsored by Nike for $100,000. 1.8 million people tuned in to play.
And it was like
45 minutes
notice.
And
they had like the shoes they gave away.
They gave away the shoes and $100,000.
This is
and
how
only
sad
four people
it is.
Won.
I was out with a bunch of girlfriends on Monday night, and I was like, what? HQ? Extra game? I'm like, hold on, y'all. And I did, and I sat there.
I know
there
we're
and
partying and
yeah,
stuff,
Yeah, I was
but
like,
stop.
Just calm it down, because I got to play HQ. Just give me like 5 minutes. And I went outside to go play.
It's people can't miss it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's appointment viewing. I'm telling you, if I were running ABC, I would call those guys out. I would make that a TV show every night. Every night. At 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Whenever they play it, like, literally, they start playing, and as soon as you check out, you can watch their numbers. They'll have 1.8 million people playing, mm-hmm. and then by the time they get to question five, they're down to 200,000 people watching.
You haven't played in a while.
Mm-hmm.
When they were doing the one winner, only one winner will win $50,000, they had like 800,000 people watching it when there was only 12 people left.
The 250,000, they kept over 1.2 million viewers through the very
just
end.
Just to see who
just
would win.
Just to see who would win.
And like I said, I thought I was going to see Patrick.
And you want to know if you want to know how many people won, how much they won. You want to know how many people miss each question.
I do find myself scrolling through.
You want to know if you know the question. You know, I find myself going, oh, dang it, I knew that one.
I feel good, though, whenever I get out, and then I go to try again, and I go, oh, well, good. I didn't know this one. I'd have been out at this point or whatever.
That's a relief. The worst is the night Carson and I, it was the $15,000 game. If we had been together, we would have won mm-hmm. because the question she got out on, I knew, and the question I got out on, she knew. Mm-hmm. So, and I think seven people split $15,000, so it would have been nine, and that would have been nice. That little $1,700 little bonus.
Nice little payout.
Hello, summer vacation. Yeah.
How was your girls' trip?
It was great, thank you. Me and a couple of my ladies met up and, you know, just, I want to say, like, we did girl stuff, but that's not, we just ate,
they went
drank,
to a karaoke bar.
Talked.
Yeah, I was like... They're in the French Quarter in New Orleans. They're just all get together, girls' weekend or whatever it was. And you go to the karaoke bar, the tourist karaoke bar.
Yeah, we did. First off, three for one. Secondly, like, do you know there's nothing more fun to a group of girls than getting on stage and singing at the top of your lungs, even when you sound terrible? Because, I mean, Dee can attest, you've heard me sing. It's bad. It is bad.
You sang karaoke?
Oh, I got up. I did Gangsta's Paradise.
I did
R. Kelly's remix to Ignition.
That's one of my go-tos. Yeah. If you get me
you
drunk enough to do karaoke, I'm probably going to do Ignition, the remix by R. Kelly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we did that and just, you know.
Or Taylor Swift.
Do you say you guys all stay in the same room?
No, we had two rooms, so there were four of us.
Two to a room? That's crazy.
Yes.
You guys would never do that.
Why?
No, some guys do.
What would you do?
That.
Your own separate rooms?
No.
Yes.
Like one guy to a room, even if there's two queen beds.
That is
only
such
get
a
big, one
such
get one king bed.
That is a big D thing.
That is
I mean,
a big
do
D
I really
thing.
Like one of the rooms? They couldn't get us two queens, so my friend and I had to share a king. And you know what?
Big D and I have had to share. We've had to share hotels, and we've been traveling together.
Once.
No, twice, wasn't it? Wasn't it twice?
Tallahassee and
Amarillo.
I don't remember the Amarillo one.
That was early on.
Is sharing a big problem? Like, you're dudes.
That's what I said. Well, thing is, I like to get naked.
Oh, my God.
I like to get
please.
Naked.
Well, okay,
don't let him come over here and try and tell you it's me. It's all him.
Whatever.
I wasn't that way until him. And he made me this way.
Thank
and listen,
you. He's the
I'm
Joker.
Not,
I'm
like,
his Batman.
I want to make fun of him, but I feel like you did make him this way, like a little bit, by walking around in your underwear.
Yeah, that's okay.
In the hotel room,
he would come over. I would be sitting. Listen, hotel rooms aren't meant to like hang out in. Mm-hmm. They're just not.
No.
Like they have one chair, maybe. You know, and then they have a desk
with the plugins.
And then they have like a business area with that little thing, office thing. But he would come over and I would be sitting on the end of the bed, like watching Sports Center, and he would come over in his boxers and put his leg up on the bed and just laugh.
Nope. All right. Yep. That's.
I would not do
all right.
that.
I separate would not rooms. Do totally agree with you.
Big
on that.
D's, Big D's going to be hashtag Me Too now.
Oh,
thanks, man.
Yeah. Did he Ryan Seacrest you?
I don't know.
Was it a Ryan Seacrest or was it more of a Kevin Spacey? I mean,
I don't remember. I don't remember anything. It was so...
You blacked it out?
But it's enough to make you know you need your own room.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah. See, like, when I share a room with a friend of mine, you know, if we do, like, girls trips and stuff, like, I go into the bathroom to shower, and I bring basically my entire wardrobe with me. Because I will come out fully made up, hair's done, outfit is on. Like, you don't need to know how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
That's right.
You don't want to see
any of it. I do the same, but I do that mainly. I do that mainly so I can steam my clothes. I hate wrinkles. And I also hate ironing. So I take all my clothes out immediately and I hang them up in the closet. And then whenever I go to take a shower, I bring them all and I hang them all over the bathroom so they get steamed while I'm in the shower. It's great. It's brilliant.
And it works great unless you fall asleep.
Which happened once. So get this. So we're staying in a really swanky place. I don't know, Patrick.
Say where.
No. That's what I'm not. So we're staying in a really swanky place and this company puts us up. So I walk in and I'm tired. So I unpack my stuff and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take a shower in the morning, but I need to steam my clothes now. So I turn on the shower on hot and I'm sitting there and sitting on the bed. And next thing I know, it's like 5 hours later. And I went, oh my gosh, the shower is still running. So I go and I open the door and it was like, poof. It had been running
tidal
on
wave.
Hot. Oh, yeah. And it was the worst. This is a long time ago. But anyway, so as I go to step by the thing, the floor goes squish. There was water. Apparently, the steam had collected on the ceiling and run down the walls and then out of the door and into the carpet and everything. And I'm like, D, what do I do? And he's like, man, just sop it up with towels. So I was sitting there for a day and a half sopping it up with towels and getting it going. But it was terrible. And let me tell you how gross the carpet was.
Oh, I bet. I bet it looked really bad.
So
use white towels, right?
Yeah, hotel towels. And the carpet was so nasty. It was one of the grossest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. Because I was putting these towels down. The literally, it squished when you stepped.
Yeah.
So there was that much water in the carpet. So it soaked all that, or it brought all that stuff to the surface. It was so nasty, so gross. I had never seen, but I was more concerned that, you know, it wouldn't dry up faster. So I was running fans on it and all kinds of dumb stuff. It worked. It was good.
Well, you know
but
that
it could have been bad.
I had something similar at one of the restaurants we went to. I'm the biggest klutz alive, and you added alcohol into the mix, and I managed to spill not one but two glasses of soda all over myself.
How?
Okay, so
one I get, but two
because it was a very small table, and I'm trying to peel and eat the crawfish, and I'm reaching over, and I just kept knocking glasses over onto myself. Again, I had
a little tipsy.
Oh, yeah. I'm really fun.
Got tipsy.
I am so fun in other towns. So I'm like trying to clean myself up, but then I always feel really bad like when I make a mess and I'm trying to like mop up their floor and I come back with the napkin and it's black.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, and I'm like, what am I looking at? And I was still at least coherent enough to go, that's not good. You need to go to the bathroom right now and wash your hands because it probably soaked through that napkin. It was foul. But the crawfish was tasty.
Well, lovely. Well, lovely. Opening day was fun. Probably the most exciting opening day for baseball in a long time.
Since last year, for sure.
It started off with a bang. First pitch of the whole season. The first pitch, home run. Crushed.
Stanton's first at bat as a Yankees, a home run.
Two.
And then he had two.
He had two. Game. Yeah, he had two. He had one.
But his first at bat.
Yeah.
Was a home run.
Yeah.
Nick Markakis with the walk-off.
Yeah, for the Braves.
I don't know if you know this, but Giancarlo Stanton is on pace to hit 328 home runs or something like that.
He's on pace. He's just got to stay on pace.
Yeah, if he just keeps it up,
he'll
hit 324 home runs. So.
I saw a clip of, I forget the show. It's the guy and his dad is on there with him. It's on ESPN. Is it Between the Lines?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, what is that called?
I don't know. I haven't watched ESPN since I got political.
I
watch Baseball Tonight and that's it.
He's right. I really have stopped watching ESPN.
It's him and his dad.
Highly questionable.
Yeah. And so they're on the phone with someone who is at the Marlins game. And they're like, let's see how, because when Jeter came in, he made all these changes, and let's see how.
What was he doing? People microwave their balls. And
yeah, that was part of it.
Okay.
I mean, that was step one, what people were doing. But he came in there like, okay, let's see what the Jeter era is like for the Marlins. He's like, okay, we're here. And he goes, all right, well, here we go. Let us know what happens here. First pitch. He goes, okay, in the first pitch. Crush, gone, home run. They're like, oh my gosh, well, you could just hang up now. Welcome to Miami, Jeter. Thank you. This is great. That was hilarious. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome, man.
But I think it's as far as opening days go, I mean, I can't think of a better opening day.
It was a good one. And you know, here's the thing. I mean, some teams win, some teams lose. That's the way baseball goes. And there's a whole season ahead.
Yeah, you get lots of games.
But there was a lot of excitement. I mean, even the guy racing. Did you see the guy, the fan that, like, I guess the Braves had something. It was all over SportsCenter earlier. They have some guy, Flash, who races fans in between the innings.
Yeah.
He gave this guy a 200-foot head start
and
still blew past him like it was nothing. Yeah. But the worst is the guy tried to knock him out. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Like the guy, if you look at the race again, like whenever the dude's about to pass him up, he tries to push him against the wall.
Uh-huh.
Like total cheap move.
The best Flash move, the memory I have is when there's some nerdy white guy running and he's getting close to the end. Of course, he gets past, but he trips as he's getting close to the end. You know that thing where you take like 8 steps before you end up falling?
Yeah.
And that's what he's like just face plant in front of, you know, thousands of people at stadiums.
And everybody goes crazy.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Yeah.
What a great gag that thing is, though, with the Flash. You know, he's all in that bodysuit. You can't see who it is. Mm-hmm. And he's super fast, and that's fun.
Well, they know who he is now.
Yeah, they do now. Yeah, he's I want to say he was like a groundskeeper.
Well, he was a collegiate sprinter too.
Yeah, so right. Yeah,
the Freeze. We keep saying the Flash. It's the Freeze.
But yeah,
I'm watching him right now.
And we got to talk just a little bit about Scott Foster, who I think is the hero of the entire NHL season.
Oh, that was amazing.
For sure.
Yeah. Scott Foster comes in as the emergency goalie because the three people in front of him on the season have gotten injured. And they sign emergency goalies in hockey. This is a regular thing, but their job is to be there for one day until the kid from, you know, the minor leagues can come up and be the backup.
So they just need somebody to sit on
the bench. And they need someone to
bench.
Sit there on the bench just in case the second or third string goalie or whoever it is gets hurt, because you got to have two goalies, no more, no less, in every NHL game. And so this guy was – there was an open tryout. Hey, we sign you to a contract. It's $500 and a jersey. You get your name on it. It's great.
That's
you
pretty know? Awesome, right?
It is, yeah.
That's great.
I play you softball. Know? If somebody ever said that, hey, we'll put you on the bench for the Red Sox or whomever.
Usually when this happens –
Minnesota Twins put me there.
It makes the local news. It's a big story. You don't get in the game. It's no big deal. One guy got in the game last season for 7 seconds, and that was a big deal. He got to skate out onto the ice and stand in the goal for 7 seconds at the end of the period.
That's cool.
You know, and he was the backup. He was the emergency backup goalie. But nope, number three goalie goes down with an injury in the third period. Scott Foster played for 14 and a half minutes and blocked 7 shots. Perfect save percentage. He allowed no goals on 7 attempts. He will retire from the NHL. With 7 of 7 saves, a 100% save percentage. I think there have only been 18 players in NHL history who did that. They were all guys who played in one game, you know, but most of them were minor leaguers who came up and played one game or half a game.
And this guy is just a beer leaguer. This
guy is an accountant who played college hockey 14 years ago.
So great.
It's just great.
The best one, he's like, well, just a few hours ago, I was at my desk, and yeah. Here I am.
Yeah, what he said exactly was, this afternoon I was sitting at my desk, and tonight I played 14 and a half minutes of NHL hockey against the Jets.
They need to throw him a parade.
I'm serious. Their
really,
season was
like,
so
that's
bad.
That's awesome.
You and know, like Applebee's.
Yeah. I mean, unlimited refills on his drinks. I mean, as long as it's non-alcoholic. I mean,
aren't there a couple of games left? Like, I was thinking, why are they going to even bring the guy from the minors up? I would keep him on the bench, you know?
He did great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but the problem is he did great because you play up sometimes. The emotions get in there. So who knows what happens.
He made some incredible saves, too. A couple of them were like, holy cow. Yeah. You know he couldn't do that on a regular basis. But
think of how sore he is as well.
Yes,
oh, that poor
right?
guy. Yeah, because he's not used to the training and the stuff that – Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you have an iPhone, make sure you download the new iOS update 11.3.
Did you get it already?
I did, and it's way better. One thing is,
how's the battery life? Because I haven't updated since the last one.
Helps.
My battery life sucks right now.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. The biggest thing I had with iOS the 11.2 was the battery. The iPhones were throttling, and whenever your batteries got lower, it started slowing down your phone. So your phone was like super slow. Mine
would freeze.
It's awful. And so they finally took that off. And so I have it. It seems to be pretty fast for me. I can't really tell a huge difference. But one thing that I did notice is that it fixed all my iMessages being out of order, which is good.
What do you mean out of order?
Oh, I would get them like, I would send you something and I was like, hello, and you would say, hey, man, how are you? And then I would look, and it would take
your... Which, by the way, that never happens.
No. And yours would be above mine. Like, so it looked like you said, hello, how are you? And then I said, hello. It was all out of order. Yeah, so a lot of people had that problem.
So in reality, all of the memes that we send to each other were out of order. Because we answer in memes. Because I'll send a meme, he'll answer in a meme, and I'll answer that with a meme.
The strange thing is that those worked. It was
text,
and it wasn't always like sometimes it didn't do it. I don't know. There's supposed to be new emojis too, but I don't.
Also, data stuff that they're supposed to let you know a little bit more when your data is being collected, where your data is going.
You need a new phone anyway. What is yours? A 6D? 6 Plus?
6 Plus.
Yeah, it's time, man.
But you know what? It's fine. I don't like. It's fine. It does everything it needs to do.
But you can't have anything on your phone. You don't have storage.
Well, no, I don't have storage. But I have Google Photos, and that I can put everything on there and then just delete everything. Google Photos is the best.
How does that work? Because I take a lot of screenshots. You know that. I'll take a screenshot of something, and I'll send it to you or to Patrick or whomever. Does that save the screenshots as well? Because I don't want all that space. Mm. I have
no,
to go and clear those out.
No, it only saves whatever's in the camera roll. So I would actually have to save what you sent me. for it to go.
Oh, you have to like update on your own. You tell it to do it, or is it automatic?
No, I have it to where I tell it, because you can make it to where it's automatic, but it'll use like cell data, and I don't want to do that. I just only do it when I have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, you can, man, it's, and the great thing is you'll save things that you forgot you had. And sometimes that helps you out. There's some things I had last night, in fact, a document that I was supposed to send. And they're like, you didn't send that document. I'm like, man, I swear I sent that document. And I go back looking last year and boom, there it is. I'm like, oh, I did send it. Pow. Look at that.
Huh.
Then they're like, oh, okay. But anyway, download that new iOS. Sure. It's pretty sweet.
I'm doing it. A lot of people ask him what kind of phones we have. I have a 7. Patrick and Carson. Well, Carson, did you get an iPhone now?
No, I have a Droid. Okay. Samsung. And Patrick, I don't know how to work iPhones.
I have the brand new Galaxy, I don't know, S9 Plus, I think? Woo. Yeah, S9 Plus.
What does that mean in like human speak?
It's fancy. That's what it means.
Yeah, like I have the S7 Edge. So you are way ahead of me.
Yeah. I'm at least 2 years ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. I want a flip phone. Like, I would love one if it, you know, did text the normal way. But like, you see people with flip phones and they have to do the text where they go just to do one letter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would suck. That would be the worst thing ever. But I totally would. I could go back. I really could. I could go back to an old crappy flip phone if the text thing was better. Like a flip phone with a keyboard would be great.
You remember the keyboards used to fold out?
Yeah.
And then
you got like the T-Mobile Sidekick.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Like, that was like the big deal, because that way it was about texting that you had like the QWERTY keyboard. And I had some phone that it was a flip phone. And when you wanted to talk on the phone, it flipped vertically. But if I wanted to type, like the screen flipped horizontally. So again, it gave me a keyboard.
Do you remember I had the.
So cool.
I think it was a Nokia where it looked like just a regular little square phone, but you could flip it and it would go over the screen and pop, and you had a keyboard. Like with half the letters on each side of the screen. That was top of the line stuff back then.
Well, the Palm phone I had, it was a regular touchscreen phone, but if you needed the keyboard, you could slide it out. And that was cool. I like that. And it also gave you a mirror, because it was before selfies. So like they had a mirror on the back of the phone. So you would slide out the phone and you had a mirror so you could point it at yourself. You knew that, okay, I'm in the frame, because they didn't have front facing cameras yet.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
neat.
You knew what you were selfieing. Yeah. Anyway.
Pretty sweet.
All right. You guys about ready to roll and enjoy your bank holiday?
Yeah. Y'all have a good
Easter weekend.
Everybody
else is off. By the way, thank you guys for watching on the Facebook here. And a big shout out to those of you who are listening on the apps, podcast apps. And stick around, because we have an interview with Cassidy Pope that we're going to go ahead and include here in just a moment for those of you listening on there. And if you don't listen on podcast apps, go ahead and download the Big D and Bubba app. Yep, it's Droid, iPhone, whatever you use. And it's free, and it puts the show there. You can listen to streams. You can look at all the social media stuff. And you get the podcast and everything all in one big handy place. Pretty great. Pretty great.
Pretty great.
Podcast sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. And once again, the gold. People microwave their balls. And talking about softball. Just, you know, somebody asked a minute ago, what is all this talk about? That's why. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great Good Friday and happy Easter.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
It's all right.
You can listen to the regular show.
Oh, yeah.
On the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Hey, Cassidy Pope is in the studio with us.
Hi.
Well, hello there.
Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome.
Hey, stranger,
for being
here. Guys.
Okay, get us caught up on everything that's happened to you over the last time we saw you.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like it was this. You just tell us.
Okay. Yeah, a lot's changed.
Yeah, a lot.
Last year, I went through kind of a transformation, just personally.
You're a man now?
I am a man.
Okay.
Yes, yes. No, I'm not. I'm still a woman, but I'm a different woman now.
What made you change?
Well, I went through a massive breakup. I mean, not like crazy, but we were together for 8 years. So
you're engaged, right?
Yeah, yeah. So just had to figure that out and find myself and, you know, started dating him when I was 18. So I'm 28 now and had to kind of learn myself again.
Since you're 18.
Yeah.
Wait a second. So when you're 18, you started dating a guy when you're 18 years old.
Yeah.
And you're 28 now.
Yeah.
So you've just dated him from 18 to 27 or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Yeah, okay. It was great. I mean,
no wonder. Well, no wonder you haven't even dated anyone.
I know.
Like, Patrick have so much in common. Patrick, for reasons.
Patrick, how many girlfriends have you had in your entire life? What?
Don't put him on the spot.
Oh no, this
of
is
course. He loves. What are you talking about? This is what we do. He loves this.
Yeah, no.
What's your number? What's your dates of
women
real legit
dated or
of legit? Okay, so
girlfriends.
Girlfriends.
Oh, at least 7 or 8.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Oh, maybe more than that. Oh,
now, Bubba, would you, if I told you.
I wouldn't have thought.
Look
that.
At the two of them. Look at Patrick and then look at the
Oh, my God. Okay.
If I told you one of these has had
For
seven.
For these long term?
Ish.
Yeah, some of those were. Okay. Yeah.
So, like more than, saying, more
if
than
one of
a
these
few
has
months.
Had seven relationships, I would say Cassidy Pope.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I would totally
of
say Cassidy Pope
you
has had
have.
Seven.
Oh, my God.
But my goodness, if you've only dated
Don't judge
one person.
It's
guys.
Like at least 12. It's at least.
Okay. Can That's... we all agree that when you're 18, legally, you're an adult, but in reality, you're an idiot.
You're an adult. No, you're,
oh, I know. You're
you
not
are an adult.
Developed mentally.
You're an adult in training because there's you think you know everything. Believe me, because I thought I did. And you realize stuff over time. So yeah, it's so you get most stuff, but not everything.
So of course, this is you basically have had a major relationship issue that you should have had when you, this what you're going through now. You should have had this when you were 17 years old,
two or three times.
22.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's weird.
Are you mad that you didn't have it when you were 22?
No, I'm the kind of person I don't have many regrets because I'm very happy. I'm in a really good spot. Like I'm past all of the hard stuff, and I love where I am mentally and career wise and everything. So I know that everything happened the way it was supposed to happen. So I'm not like, oh, I wish I went through this when I was 22 or whatever. Because
are you dating,
there's a reason.
Are you dating someone currently?
No, of
I
course
am.
Not.
Oh my God!
Are you kidding me?
But wait, here's the biggest.
We broke up a year ago.
Here's
like,
the
biggest, I'm, yes,
here's
I'm dating
the biggest
somebody
thing
new.
I want to know though.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Yeah.
Is this person similar to the ex in any
not
way?
Not in any way.
Yeah. Not in any way. That's
I mean,
good.
Other than being really nice, yeah. I mean, that's a consistent. I need somebody to be nice to me.
Because it's so weird when you see people. Like, I have a buddy of mine. He got a divorce and then immediately married, like within 6 months, a girl.
I've seen that.
Walked, talked, act, looked, everything just like his ex. I'm like, why do you get divorced in the first place?
Well, the thing is, I am different. So I'm not going to be with the same person I was just with for. You know, that long. Like I'm in a different place. So
much
I'll
respect
say this.
For that.
When I Thanks. my current girlfriend is not at all like my ex-wife, but I
thank you.
When she
Oh God.
But wait, but then there are little things. Like little things. Like she'll say a word the same way and my brain will go, oh wait, why are you so much like her? What's going
that's,
on?
That's
like,
so
word.
Funny.
So
you just
weird.
Got post-traumatic.
Oh, I do. I do. I'm like, oh, you cut your chicken the same way my ex-wife used to. I don't like that.
And we fixed her website, by the way. We just found out that there was some malware that we just blocked and her people fixed.
So weird.
Now you're good to go. Cassidy Pope. You can go to CassidyPope.com and you can go to the website and you're good. We fixed it.
Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome.
That's what we're here for.
That's what
it's
we did.
It's Big D and Bubba Radio Show and IT.
So, okay. So let's say you have to pick one dog to have forever.
Oh.
One breed of dog.
How about this? Just why don't you take one dog? You can take my wife's dog.
I
would
love
that. Well,
I love dogs, so sure. But I have the best dog of all time.
What is yours?
He's a French bulldog, and his name's Cuppy.
French bulldog? Is that the one with all mushed up face?
Mushy face and squishy and
kind of
snorty.
Drool and snot everywhere?
No, he's like... I mean, if he's running around, like at the dog park sometimes, he'll get a little dehydrated and he'll drool a little bit, but that's it. Like, he doesn't walk around drooly.
Oh, look, here he comes.
He farts, though.
Bonjour, my name is Cuppy. Hello, my owner is Cassidy Pope. She's a single and she's wonderful. You should love her all the time.
That is really impressive.
Cuffy, what do you like so much about having Cassidy as an owner?
She scratched right behind my collar, right there at the base of the neck.
Oh, wow.
She scratched right there. She has good. It's nice.
It's good.
Is there anything that you've never told Cassidy that maybe you've done that she doesn't know about you want to confess?
I ate her shoes.
Oh, I would know about that.
No, you did not. I ate both of them, and you just thought you must have misplaced them. I ate them both. All of them. Shoestrings and everything.
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 All right, well, thank you, Cuppy. It's good talking to you.
Au revoir. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. How long have you had the Cuppy?
I've had him since December of 2016.
Okay, so you've had him for a while. Yeah. I was, the Bulldogs, are those the ones?
Not Bulldogs, French Bulldogs.
What's the difference?
The bull breed.
Dude, you just heard. He's French.
You're French. Right. But don't they have a problem with their nasal, with the breathing or something?
They do. And I actually opted into getting the palate surgery, soft palate surgery. So basically, when he got neutered, I was like, while you're there, do that. And they just open up the nasal passages a little bit. And it's crazy when I see other Frenchies and I hear how much they snort and they have trouble breathing compared to my dog.
Couldn't
they
just give him like a little puppy CPAP or something?
Well, that's one way to do it. That's be a little more of a hassle, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a big thing with those with the breeds. I hear that you have to have that done, or you go through a lot of issues like that.
Yeah, I mean, the vet was basically like, "Hey, maybe don't get a dog like that if you can't get the surgery, and if you can't get the surgery, you're going to eventually have to
pay."
Wait
a minute. So you knew before you got the dog that you would have to have surgery on the dog?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But when we took him to the vet at the beginning, they were like, "Hey, you might want to think about doing this at some point." And they were just like, "Yeah, we're going to do that, because if that's going to help him long term, we get to keep him a little longer, then yes."
Okay, so moving to music, are you going to, now with the new song coming out, Take You Home Out, are we looking at a new album? Are we looking at a bunch of more music coming out?
Just new, more music.
Are you going to do like an album, or are you going to do like, okay, here's three new songs? Okay, now here's five new songs.
Well, I haven't really decided, because I have a lot of songs, and I've recorded about six so far with my producer, Corey, but right now, I'm going to release this single, and I have plenty more where that came from. So if it kind of presents itself, I might do an EP, or I might do a few singles here and there where it just keeps fans engaged.
I just think that's
happy.
The smart thing to
do.
You just pump out singles, you know, one after another, and you tour and you make the money that way instead of sinking all that money into a full album. And you never know what. And how many times do people pump a bunch of money into an album and then the album gets put on the shelf and they never release it?
Well, and yeah, I love the idea of the body of work, because I grew up with that, you know, with like,
that's what we all grew up with. But I mean, that's not the way things are.
It's not the
are
way
now.
Things are, unfortunately. And songs get lost in mm-hmm. the mix when you do 12 songs, and mm-hmm. you know, there's like the deep cuts that you love and you wish had more attention, but they kind of get lost. So yeah. I am leaning more towards releasing single after single and just letting them kind of float.
Smart. Yeah. If you ever feel that we should be on your team to make decisions like that, talk to our people.
Yeah, we're here for you.
And thank you.
I didn't know we had people.
My consultants. Like it.
Well, it's good to have you back. Welcome back. You seem way happier and a better place.
Aww,
and you have grown a lot since you were 18.
And don't forget about me, Cuppy.
Oh yes, and we got and Cuppy. Thank you so much.
Cassidy
nice.
Pop is the best.
I love you, Cuppy.
Your biggest fan. Cuppy is your biggest fan, isn't
Look,
he?
My foot is shaking now. Oh, scratching or something.
So cute. Such a cutie.